100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by LongPineAuto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means fun summer activities, and it means summer savings, too. Savings like $4,250 off MSRP on select new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. Or take a look at our inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUV models in stock now. So come see us at Long Pine Auto Plaza, or visit us anytime online 24/7 at LongPineAuto.com. Chevy, find new roads. $1,750 consumer cash, $1,250 trade allowance, $1,000 Chevy Select bonus. Plus TTNL rebates assigned to dealer.
KVU News Time is 8:26. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. Susan Fahler of the American Red Cross Central Plains Division is joining us here on the KVU East Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line this morning.
Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm wonderful. It's Monday. A whole nother great week to save lives.
Well said, well said. And I saw the Red Cross equipment, late last week, right here next door at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. How busy have you guys been with blood drives here, at least getting into the middle of summer?
That blood drive was fantastic. We actually went over goal. But, you know, as summer goes on, we typically have a decrease in the number of blood donations. Just because people get busy with doing a lot of summer activities and traveling, and the schools aren't in session, so we don't have a lot of students coming in to donate. So right now, as always, we seem to be a little bit low, but there are plenty of opportunities for people in Emporia and our surrounding area to donate.
Well, let's let people know where all these are going to be taking place, Susan. What we got? What's on the list?
Okay, well, today we're at Cottonwood Falls at the community building from 1 to 7, and there are still some appointments open. And on the 13th, we have the First Church of the Nazarene here in town from 12 to 6. And then on the 19th, we have the Emporia Arts Council. And also on the 19th at the Northern Heights Junior High Gym, they are going to have a blood drive from 12 to 6. And then on the 20th at the Flint Hills Mall, which is across from Maurice's, and that one is benefiting the high school theater department, so it's a fundraiser for them. The 26th, we have Emporia Fitness. The 27th, we have Emporia Granada Theater. And the 28th, is what we call a Leaders Save Lives Drive. And that is being hosted by a student who graduated from Emporia High School last year. And her name is Perla Peraza. And she is wanting to go into the medical field and felt this was a great way for her to really kind of get her toe wet and try to go out there and help us recruit donors. And looks good on a resume and on school applications and scholarships. So she's going to be doing that on July 28th, and actually she also wanted to do two, so she's doing one on August 3rd, and those are both going to be at the Flint Hills Mall. And I also need to give a huge shout-out to the mall, because whenever we are in need of a location to host blood drives, the mall is always eager to step up and say, yeah, sure, come on out here. So we have a couple of different rooms that we use out there, or stores. And right now we're using the one that's across from Maurice's. So thank you so much to them and all of the donors and all of the people that host blood drives, because we really have to have that blood so that people that need it for sickle cell transfusions or cancer or accidents, that it's there when they need it.
Now, I wanted to loop here, Susan, to, one, the summer need, kind of as you just mentioned here, too, but also the fact that you're seeing, really, I guess, maybe more community initiation and community-initiated blood drives that are part of the schedule. Has this been a focus of the Red Cross, or is this something that's kind of happened organically the last, say, 3 to 5 years?
It really just kind of happens. A lot of people know that we're in need in the summer, and so this is typically a great time for us to have community coming up to us, businesses saying, hey, we would like to host a blood drive. And then also because, you know, it's normally really super hot in July, so it kind of gives people something to do since it's too hot to be outside. But you want to make sure you remember to hydrate. So, and Red Cross this year already, this summer, has collected about 50,000 fewer blood donations than needed over just the last 2 months. So every summer, I know you'll hear me say that, and really around any type of holidays is when we're always short on blood or low. So that's why we're really hitting it up. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities in the area. And then the numbers slow down, the number of places where we'll be collecting donations and drives in August, but we will have the Battle of the Badges in August.
What are the dates going to be for Battle of the Badges, and who's going to be participating with that?
That is August 9th, 10th, and 11th, and that is going to be at the 12th Avenue Baptist Church. And usually we have the Corporate Challenge participating with us, but this year they ended up moving their dates a little bit ahead, and so we won't be able to give out special points for people that come in and donate. They used to get kind of like bonus points, so that won't be happening. So we're really going to need to kind of find some other donors and folks, and hopefully some of those people will still come in and join us. But this year we will have the We will have the, of course, law enforcement and fire and Lyon County Dispatch will all be hanging in there with us.
Well, there's not a lack of blood driving going on, as people could probably tell by your long list of blood locations that people have an opportunity to sign up for. So what's the easiest way to sign up, make an appointment, Susan?
The best way is you can go to redcrossblood.org. You can also download our blood donor app, or you can call 800-RED-CROSS, and those are the best ways. And we really do encourage people to have an appointment so that we can try to get everybody in timely. And, you know, a lot of times we do have a hard time getting people in, everybody in, so it's just great to have appointments, and that kind of lets us know what to expect at those blood drives.
Susan, is this also going to be the case where, as in years past, you can go ahead and vote for your favorite, quote-unquote, agency, whether it's emergency response or law enforcement?
Yes, for the Battle of the Badges,
yes.
You will be able to vote for your favorite first responders, and they will also be offering a T-shirt for the Battle of the Badges. Oh, and for those that come in and donate between July 17th and the 31st, all of those donors will receive an exclusive Shark Week T-shirt. Apparently that's a big calling card I didn't know about. Yeah, and then all of those donors will also be entered for a chance to win a private shark dive at Long Island Aquarium in New York, and that's a trip for two. That's going to include the airfare, three-night hotel, round-trip transportation for the day at the aquarium, and a $1,000 gift card for additional expenses while you're on your trip.
Not bad. Not bad at all. I wanted to ask you, too, here, Susan, about Battle of the Badges, because clearly this is the blood drive really across our calendar that seems to get the most attention, has for years, for a variety of reasons. But I wanted to ask you really how significant Battle of the Badges is as part of your annual blood drive schedule because of that turnout.
Well, the way the Red Cross schedules blood drives and whatnot is we know what the needs are for the hospitals, like how many pints they're all going to need throughout each month. And so we schedule blood drives so that we can try to collect the most during that period of time. So we will have those 3 days of blood drives in Emporia. And I can't even remember now what the goal is. I think it's close to like 280 or something like that. And so we're really counting on being able to collect that, and so we don't have as many blood drives during that time because we're counting on, you know, Emporia community to come forward and hope that we can get that blood during that time. We have Battle of the Badges in a lot of different communities in the state, and those are also spread out so that we're trying to optimize and we don't over-collect, if you will, in certain months. So that's why we have a lot of them also going on in July, is because they're, of course, not going to be bringing in, you know, 250 donations at a time. So, yeah, we just kind of spread it out. These are really fantastic because people, the community, love to come out and show their support for law enforcement, fire and ambulance and the dispatch, and as well as we need to, because they're out there to protect us. The Red Cross works hand in hand with those first responders throughout the year, and it's just a great way for all of us to show our appreciation. And of course, there's, as you remember, a lot of bantering that goes back and forth between all of those different responders to try to get the most ballots in and win so they can get the traveling trophy.
Outstanding. And we will be scheduling here fairly soon to get more folks on, the different representatives here for the different agencies that will be involved for Battle of the Badges, because typically we have them on a couple of times before the actual event. So that is going to be the process there. Susan, before we let you go, anything as far as the I guess the process when you're on site, you know, once you've got your appointment set up, anything that we need to know about, just, you know, how long it's going to take? I think you mentioned a little bit earlier about, you know, we're eliminating a lot of the if not all of the COVID protocols and things like that that used to be in place. Anything else that we need to know about that side of things once you're there, how long it's going to take, that we need to know about?
Yes, I would say roughly allow about an hour. And we have a wonderful tool called Rapid Pass. And for those that are and aren't aware, when you come in to donate, we have what I like to call a little bit of light reading that we ask you to just flip through. It has a meds list, because we don't want you to sit there for, you know, 20 minutes to donate, and then you find out that you're on an antibiotic or something that would get you automatically deferred. So there's some information there. But the nice thing about Rapid Pass is the day of the blood drive that you are going to, you can go online, you can just Google Rapid Pass, or if you have our blood donor app, it's there, and you can do all of that pre-reading and the questions that we ask in health history. You can fill all that out on that app before you ever even get there. And when you're finished answering those questions, you know, from your home or wherever, then it'll give you a QR code, and you just show the QR code to the staff in health history. They just scan it, and you don't have to do all that reading and answering the questions while you're there. So that's a nice time-saving tool, and especially if everybody does it, it gets people in and out a lot faster. And another thing, if I can mention, too, about that blood donor app, is it's so neat because you can schedule your appointments there. It will also allow you to view your donation history and your health vitals, because when you're at the blood drive, we will check your vitals, so your temperature, your blood pressure, your iron levels. And I have been to the doctor's office, and they've said, so what's your blood pressure been lately? And I think, I don't know. And then I go, oh, wait a minute, I've got my blood donor app, and I can bring that up and say, well, you know, 2 months ago it was this and blah, blah, blah. So then you're able to kind of have a little mini record there and keep track of all that. You also have a donor card that's on there, and any of these special promotions that we have, like T-shirts and gift cards that we give, those will be on there. But my favorite part is that it tracks your blood journey. So I know when it's being tested. Okay, and now it's not being tested. It's moved into storage. And then I also am notified if it goes to a hospital to help save somebody's life. And I just think that's fantastic. It makes me feel so good to see that I've been recycled and I've been able to help somebody. And I love it because, you know, you're spending roughly an hour of your time to donate, and you are literally helping somebody else be able to live, and their families, and spend time with each other and have another vacation or another birthday. So it's just a fantastic app.
Outstanding. Well, great information as always, Susan.
Always.
Remind us again about Battle for the Badges and the dates.
Battle of the Badges is going to be August 9th, 10th, and 11th. But people can go to redcrossblood.org, find a date that works for them in July and August. And I think we even have some that are probably showing through the rest of the year. But, and people can donate every 56 days. So that is six times a year. It's basically every other month. And you can go ahead and go out there and get those scheduled and be done for the year.
So how much blood are we donating every time we donate?
You donate one pint.
There
and our bodies have, our bodies have 10 pints for adults, about 10 pints. So you're losing one. And you know, it really is good for you to donate that pint, because then it makes your body reproduce that. And it's good to constantly be reproducing, and, you know, because you also are getting platelets that you're reproducing and plasma and things. So, and that little mini health check that we do, if ever something comes up when we're testing blood, you will be notified if there's something in there that we are thinking, hey, you know, you might want to get this checked out, just, you know, because we're, it's a health check. So, and it's free. So that's the best part.
Well, this is just win, 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 win all the way around, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is. It's such an awesome feeling. So it's just fantastic. I love donating blood. And I really love going to the blood drives and getting to see all the other people in our communities and around in my territory that are also into donating and just being out there doing good for other people. It's just fantastic. I love it.
Outstanding. Susan, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time with us this morning.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
Good to talk to you. Susan Fahler, American Red Cross. She is platelet passionate, isn't she?
And, you know, when we talk about recycling, typically it's about those plastics or glass items, but she's saying you can get recycled here through the blood drives, including the Battle for the Badges, which is coming up here in early August. Don't forget, too, that we're filling up our morning show schedule here, and we only have a couple of spots left here later this week. So if you want one of those, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com. Tomorrow in the Newsmaker 2 spot, which will follow Tech Talk, so this will be at 8:40. We'll have members of the National Interscholastic Cycling Association's Coyote Composite Team based in Emporia talking about the season. That'll be at 8:40. Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Darty, 8:20 tomorrow here on KVOE.
Live and local, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Driven by LongPineAuto.com. It is 8:43, sunny, 69 degrees. Good morning.
Heavy rain washing out roads and forcing evacuations over the weekend as more downpours are forecast throughout the day. A woman in her 30s drowned when she was swept away trying to leave her home. Steve Newhouse is the county executive in Orange County, New York, says the water has now receded, but they're still trying to get an accurate head count when it comes to rescue.
Basically, if you are not an essential worker, do not come to our area here as West Point, Fort Montgomery. We need to keep these roads open because we have a number of people that came out with cars and low-profile cars driving in 5 feet of water and making it even more difficult for myself and my emergency management team to rescue people.
President Biden and the UK head of a NATO summit in Lithuania this week. The president in London meeting with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, and at Windsor having tea with King Charles III. A judge in Oklahoma has thrown out a lawsuit filed by three survivors who were seeking reparations for the 1921 race massacre in Tulsa. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keep your car clean at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Today, text the word WASH to the KVOE text line 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Winner announced tomorrow.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability...